Hello and welcome to In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org, and today I want to spend a few minutes talking about my homepage, my website, where I'm sharing my teaching practice, a lot of what I do with my learners, a lot of what they're doing in our classes, and a lot of information that relates to my own learning processes. I teach in a bachelor's degree program in English language teaching, so a lot of the information that is shared here relates to education, teaching, learning, applied linguistics, and a lot of the content, again, that we're interacting with my students is being shared here. And so if you're accessing this page online, you'll notice just below the table of contents, there is a section called content, and there is a concept gallery that you might find useful if you're looking for key terms that extend throughout the website. You can find frequency and a link for each of the key terms that will take you to additional pages within this overall website. So you might find that useful. In this homepage also, you'll notice below the content section, a section called pages. And these are just dedicated pages that don't necessarily link to a class per se, but instead is a standalone page or subpage. And so this section is designed to include those types of pages where, again, they're not directly related to individual courses, but they're related to concepts that relate to various classes. A lot of times, for example, the topic of grammar or the topic of writing and research will extend throughout several courses that students are likely to take. So in those cases, pages are typically more appropriate so that the information that is being shared there can apply to different classes. Then there is a section called Open Courseware. These are courses that I'm teaching students who are degree-seeking students, and they are enrolled in these courses. And these are subpages where you can find specific points of what we're doing in class by unit, by week, and so on. Just below the Open Courseware section, there's a podcast section where you can access my podcast. Specific episodes that are being included in the podcast will also be assigned to dedicated subpages throughout the website. Below the podcast section, there's a calendar, and this will include show notes and basically any type of activity or assignment that is being done in class. This will also be included in this overall calendar that you can find here in the homepage. And then resources. Resources could include open educational resources or just dedicated sources that I either create myself or that I find online that I think are very useful. I will also include here as well. And then at the bottom of the page, you can find more information about me and also certain page links that might be useful. If you're new to Notion, you might find the Notion Help Center important, or just a simple search in YouTube, you'll find a lot of different videos that relate to what Notion is and how to become more familiar with the platform if it turns out to be of some interest to you as an educator. If you're using Notion or any other online platform and want to share your experiences, feel free to reach out to me at my Twitter handle at BNLEEZ. This has been In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.